So we discovered what appears to be an undesirable consequence of the evolution of antifreeze proteins in Antarctic notothenioid fishes. These antifreeze proteins evolved to stop these fishes from freezing to death in icy seawater around Antarctica. They work by binding to ice crystals that get into the fish and stopping them from growing. Do they melt when the seawater warms up in the summer? What we found is that the antifreeze proteins also stop internal ice crystals from melting. That is, they are anti-melt proteins as well. We measured seawater temperatures for 11 years at one very cold fish habitat in Antarctica and found that the seawater temperature there never rose high enough to overcome this anti-melting effect. This means that because of cold water temperatures in Antarctica and this anti-melting effect of antifreeze proteins, once an ice crystal gets into an Antarctic fish, it could be there for the rest of its life.